I'm Doug Doyle with the Art of the Story. The Corona Collection at the Louis Armstrong House Museum is a new oral history exhibit that brings Lucille and Louis Armstrong to life through the voices of neighbors who knew them personally. While the great trumpeter and vocalist was known worldwide, he took great pride in his Queens neighborhood.
And Lucille and I, ever since we married, we've been right there in that block. And everybody keeps their little homes up like we do. And it's just like one big family. I saw three generations come up in that block.
These oral histories offer an intimate, never-before-heard peek into the life of Louis and Lucille.
You know, so it was just everything with him was we could aspire to something. He expected the kids on his block to be somebody.
Someone who has vivid and impactful memories of Pops is author and CUNY professor James Blake. James was just 12 years old when he heard the sounds of Armstrong's trumpet coming through the window of his home.
Well, I remember one day I came from a place called the Boulevard, you know, down to the house, and I was really upset because something had happened. And I went into my sister's room, and I heard this music playing. And I looked out the window. It was Pops playing his music. And it was so soothing. And that the stars were blinking. And it seemed like the music and the stars were integrated with one another. It was such a peaceful thing. And I just thought about, you know, hey, you know, things can't be that bad.
Denise Peace is a disability advocate and government leader. She says when she was a little girl, the Armstrongs made her feel special.
What they gave to me was the sense of what I said, endless possibilities. There, a young woman who had some difficulties in their youth because their mother was sick, to be appointed by two U.S. presidents to significant positions was something that, you know, it just wouldn't happen in Corona. I've remained in Corona.
The director of community engagement of the Louis Armstrong House Museum, Charanya Yamakrishnan, is also the project director of the Corona Collections.
Some of the stories kept me up all night, but I think the most deepest impact it had on me is what it means to have a great mentor like Louis Armstrong in the neighborhood, and what it means for the kids growing up on the block to have access to these great people, but just knowing him as a man, as a friend, and that leading to building community, I think, was a deep story that I took back with me.
The executive director of the Louis Armstrong House Museum, Regina Bain, is super excited about the exhibit.
I think Louis and Lucille were indeed special, but part of what I think was special about them is that they kept their own archives. So there may be other artists who had an incredible role in their neighborhood, but we don't know about it because it wasn't archived. The pictures, the stories, these stories might have been lost if we didn't take the time to go find them, to collect them, to record them. And that's what we do here at the Louis Armstrong House Museum.
The Corona Collections will be open to the public through March 2026. You can get more information at louisarmstronghouse.org. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News. Ba-do-do-dee-do-do, zad, zad.